You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. The majority of today's show is going to be spent focused on political things, stuff swirling around the debate we had last night. And, there were dud moments and there were dynamo moments, and then there was a lot of in between. Well, somebody who's got some pretty keen personal insights on it, been on the show with us before. We're glad to have him back again, Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson. You may recall that Colonel Patterson served 20 years as a pilot on active duty, saw tours of duty in places like Grenada, Somalia, Rwanda. And he also, by the way, is the best-selling author of several books, one of which is called Dereliction of Duty, that covers his time carrying the nuclear football for President Bill Clinton. Fascinating book. If you haven't read it, you got to go get it. In the meantime, let me just quit talking and bring him on. Buzz Patterson, how you doing?
Fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
I am good. By the way, I've told my audience, and you are living proof, there are conservatives on the left coast.
There are. You know, there's actually, that's a great point, and there's actually, believe it or not, California has more Republicans than any other state in the nation. It's a big state, of course, but we have more Republicans than any other state. And there are pockets of conservatism here, and I happen to live in one, and I love it. And the weather's nice. So, there's hope out here. It's dwindling under the current governor, but there's hope.
Well, we still, to this day, our show is live every day, but then we podcast the show out, and one of our second biggest audiences outside of the state that we're in, Alabama, is California. So we know you're out there. We know you're out there.
We're here. We're here, brother. And you know what? Like I said, we have there are some great pockets here. We've got a lot of Republicans, and I'm doing my best to keep fighting. And I'm not leaving.
Well,
so I'm gonna stay here.
We appreciate it. And another great reason to stay there is your wife has a pretty cool gig. So one of the things that caught my attention and got me to holler at you yesterday was, so apparently your wife works at the Reagan Library where the event, the debate was last night. If you don't mind, give us some personal insights on that and the Reagan Library itself.
Yeah, so we're about 3 miles. We live about 3 miles from Reagan. My wife, Nicole, it works events there, so excuse me. She does a lot of the events there, so she does the dinners, the luncheons, and even the sometimes the bus tours, the kids. But last night she was, principally involved in the Republican debate. She was in charge of the spin room. And it got a little hectic at times, and she's actually upstairs right now taking a nap because it wore her out. It wore me out, actually. It was kind of cool. I mean, the environment was really neat. I was there the last couple of days as Fox was putting the stage together and the whole, all the pomp and circumstance with the people that were there and the people who had, the talent, quote unquote, that had trailers, and so she oversaw all that. And our candidate wasn't on the stage. I'll be honest with you, Phil. Our candidate wasn't up there, but there were a lot of good people there, and she really enjoyed meeting them, and as did I. And it was a fun night. I didn't think there were a lot of punches delivered. I thought it was a great event. And it was really well done by the Reagan Library. And Reagan Library, Phil, I mean, it's an amazing American resource, a national resource. It's a beautiful campus. I go up there a lot to write, so I'll go up there and just hang out on the balcony overlooking the Pacific and do some writing. It's just an amazing place. And If your listeners haven't been there, if they ever get to California, I encourage them to go there. It's probably the nicest presidential library in the system. It's most certainly the biggest, and we have some amazing events, and my wife is one of the reasons why.
Well, kudos to her, and please tell her we said so. I mean, just looking at it from the far side of the country here, I was just the Boomer and I were just talking earlier about I've never been there myself. My dad has, and spoke glowingly of it. But I could just see it, and it had an awe-inspiring look, and I thought, what a perfect place for a debate, not only because of the actual physical presence of the library, but because, in my opinion, those candidates are standing right now in the opportunity, in the shoes, basically, of a Ronald Reagan moment, because it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan, I like to say, and we're hoping that a Biden is going to bring us the next Reagan, whether it be Trump or one of the ones on the stage.
If I could just interject personally,
yeah.
The reason why I came into the Air Force in 1983 was because of Ronald Reagan. So yeah. I was kind of a long-haired hippie graduate student, and I didn't like what Carter was doing to the country. And then I supported Reagan and actually campaigned for him a couple times as a college kid. And we elected him, and I came in the Air Force. Quite frankly, because of Ronald Reagan. And I'd never flown an airplane in my life, and I applied to the Air Force, and I actually wanted to come in and to be a JAG in the Air Force. And they said, hey, how about you look at flying? And so I did that, and, you know, here 30-some-odd years later, I don't regret a single day and of my service. I'm probably sure that you don't either.
No, not at all.
With yours. You know, I just think that was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I wouldn't have done it if it had been Jimmy Carter for 4 more years. I wouldn't have done it. But it was Ronald Reagan, and that's why I love the library. There's such a really cool vibe up there of patriotism. It's a beautiful property. And I go up there and just and write, and my wife goes up there and works, and she does her thing, and I do my thing, and it's just every single time I go up that hill, it reminds me of who we used to be as a nation and who we should be as a nation.
Yeah.
And that motivates me. And I think that every American, regardless of who you think you are politically, should take a trip, walk through the Reagan Library, and look at who the man was. And if you get a chance, the unique opportunity to go to the Reagan Ranch, which is just outside of Santa Barbara, which I've been to many times, that's a beautiful thing, too, and it's just a piece of Americana that most Americans, I think, have forgotten about and don't quite grasp these days.
Well, and I appreciate that, Buzz, and you were so right. And by the way, I lived in California for a period of time in my life, down south of you in Laguna area. What a beautiful state, what a jewel. And I'll be honest with you, the rest of us in the United States, we want California back. You know, we want back what Reagan had in California, what California really should be to our entire nation. It's a crown jewel. And I think right now it's getting very tarnished, and we look forward to the policies being switched so that y'all can be the state that we know has always been there before.
And it's possible, Phil. That's why I'm still here. It's still possible. It's a beautiful state.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather is fantastic. The resources are amazing. Democratic politicians have really screwed the state up for the last 20, 30 years. And it's sad because it's a wonderful place to live. It's too expensive these days. The crime is too high. Again, Democratic policies have kind of destroyed the state, which is why, you know, I'm kind of an advocate. I know that Gavin Newsom's going to run for presidency someday, and I'm a staunch opponent of Gavin and what he's done to the state and San Francisco, and I don't want him doing the same thing to the nation, because he will, and he's just an incompetent. He was at the Reagan last night and doing his spin thing, and he's just a slick, sly, manipulative politician. And you know, California doesn't need him, and the U.S. sure as hell doesn't need him.
Well, let me ask you this before we get done here. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left. So last night, your candidate wasn't on the stage. And I get that. And some say he won by not being on the stage, and I get that too. But there were also there's a group of them up there, some of whom are going to wind up in leadership positions somewhere, I would imagine, right, in whatever administration comes up next. Who do you think came out the strongest last night? Did anybody move the needle? And who needs to flat drop out?
Well, let's start with the last part of the question, Phil. I think that who needs to just drop out are people like Asa Hutchinson. Burgum, I think he's got some good ideas. He needs to go. I mean, Mike Pence, who I have met a couple times and respect, he's just he's kind of like Whitey McWhitebread, and he's not going anywhere. So I think if we get down to Trump's going to be there, but if I think we get down to DeSantis and Nikki Haley, and I like Ramaswamy. I think he's too young. He's got some great ideas. If we get down to those three or four, maybe somebody, I just really can't think of anybody else that's going to be strong. I think it's DeSantis and Haley and Ramaswamy, and it's going to be Trump. And I think if we get down to that, then we'll actually have some legitimate conversations. We can have a legitimate debate. I think Trump is right not debating right now because he's up 30 points in the polls.
Yeah.
But I think he will. I think he will eventually, and I think he should and needs to eventually. And I think it's down to there's a lot of people up on that stage right now, Phil, that are better than Joe Biden.
Oh,
period.
Yeah.
I would take anybody on that stage right now over Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
I think my neighbor's house cat would be better than Joe Biden.
Oh my God! I'd vote for Bozo. I would vote for anybody other than who we currently have. This is a great chance, a great opportunity for the Republicans, Phil. And I hope we don't squander it. Biden has given us, Biden and Harris have given us an opportunity, an opening that we should just sweep in and not only take over the White House, but take over the Senate. We can't squander it. And I'm hoping that we go forward, and it's somebody like Trump, and I would support DeSantis too. So we'll see, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And last night was a lot of fun.
Well, it was.
It was a Hollywood production.
It had its moments there where it almost felt theatrical, and other times, though, it did feel genuine. All right, with 10 seconds left to go, I got to ask you this, though, Buzz. Chris Christie, the Donald Duck joke, do you think he regretted it the moment it left his mouth?
Well, you know what? I regretted it when it left his mouth. that was a consultant line that just landed like flat.
Yeah.
And I've had consultants before running for office. That was a bad line, and Chris should have kicked it out. It was strained and awkward, and it was not funny.
Yeah, it went over like a turd in the punch bowl. But there you have
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, man, we got to go, but we sure appreciate you. Tell your wife she did an amazing job, and the whole world got to see it. And you have a great day, brother.
God bless you too, brother.
All right, thank you. See you. All right, that was Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, author of the book Dereliction of Duty, his time with the nuclear football with the Clinton administration. And by the way, if you don't follow him on social media, you should, because it's something every minute. All right, we're taking a break. I ran a little long intentionally, and we'll come right back and keep it moving. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.